Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. In the background, we're listening to Keith Rutledge, the song, Jesus, How Lovely You Are. I want to thank you for joining us today here on A Call to Worship, and I trust that the music that we'll use in the next few minutes on this program will be a blessing to you. Later on in our broadcast, we're going to be talking and sharing some thoughts by Dr. Charles Stanley on how God is never disappointed with you. That seems strange, doesn't it? Because oftentimes we are very disappointed in ourselves. And how can God not be disappointed in the things that we say and the things that we do or our failure to do the right things? Well, the reason is God knows everything. He knows the beginning from the end, and He loves us just the same. We may disappoint Him because of our actions, and our actions may bring discipline in our lives. But don't ever forget that God loves you with an everlasting love, and He'll never be disappointed in you because He knows all about you. We'll share some thoughts on that a little later on in our broadcast. Also coming up a little later in the broadcast, we'll be sharing a wonderful psalm, Psalm 25. Right now, let's ask God's blessing on this program. Heavenly Father, we do come into Your presence today in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And we can say, Father, that there is no disappointment in Jesus. He's all that He's promised to be. His love and His care comfort me everywhere. He is no disappointment to us, Lord. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is our Lord and our Savior and our coming King. He is no disappointment to us. And Father, even though sometimes we may be a disappointment to ourselves, we know, Lord, that you love us with an everlasting love. You know our failures. You know all about us, and yet you still have that agape love for us. Help us realize that today, Father, as we listen to wonderful songs and as we praise your holy name through songs and through the scriptures. And for that person listening today who may not know that you love him very much or you love her very much, help me to make that so clear today, Father, that you loved them, Lord, even before they existed. You loved them from the beginning of the world, and that you want a relationship with them. And Father, I thank you for giving us the privilege of coming into your presence today in the name of Jesus, the slain Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Take great pleasure in our adoration today, Father, and thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit as a sign of what you're going to do all through eternity for your children. Father, I thank you that we can come into your presence today this way in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. But someday, Lord, we're anticipating that we will actually be in your presence. We will hear the sounds of heaven like the sounds of many waters. It'll be the sound of worship coming from the throne. Cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make your glory known. Singing, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord." The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Hear the sound of heaven like the sound of many waters. The sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of adoration as men from men.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. In about a minute, I'm going to share with you Psalm 25. And now let me share with you Psalm 25, a psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right, and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased, and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life, and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard a medley of songs by the Greg Nelson Singers, Only Jesus, There Is a Savior, Jesus Lord to Me, and Where in the World. Right now in the background is the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes. I just want to say thank you for worshiping with us today, and also thank you for your letters, and when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. We rely upon people just like you in order to continue on the air. Now, this station offers airtime to us without charge today. That's a wonderful gift, because we couldn't be here and worship with you if we had to pay for the airtime. So I'd like to encourage you to contact this station. Thank them for carrying Call to Worship, and if they're a listener-supported radio ministry, please send them a gift. Let them know how much you appreciate them and the fact that we're here every weekend. You can write to us here, though, if you'd like to. You can find us at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I'll have that address for you again in about a minute or so, if you need to write it down. You can also find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. That's our new website this year. And like today, we've posted the scripture online, the first 21 verses of Psalm 25. That's there. We've posted a complete list of all the songs that we're using today. That's there on the website. And, of course, you can even make a contribution on the website as well. It's safe, secure, save you a stamp, and it would really help us out. And in addition, we posted all the stations that air this program all over the country. Maybe you'll be traveling sometime this summer, and you'd like to listen to Call to Worship where you are going. Maybe there's a station there that will carry it. If not, of course, you can go right on our website and listen to Call to Worship anytime you want. Hope you'll stop by, check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address I told you about, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Coming up in a little bit, our devotional is going to be on no disappointment. Now, disappointment is a common occurrence in our relationships with one another, but we don't need to be disappointed with the Lord. There is no disappointment with Jesus. And you know what? He's not disappointed with you either. Oh, he may have to discipline you as he does me, but if we're part of his family and he knows us, he's not disappointed in us. He just loves us. There's no way that God is going to be disappointed with us because he knows everything about us before we ever do it. Before we say that thing, before we do that thing, before we go there, he may need to correct us and discipline us, but he loves us with an everlasting love. He'll never be disappointed with us. Isn't that a wonderful truth? Well, we'll be talking more about that a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, let's get back to this medley that's been playing in the background with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we wind up with the chorus, There is Glory and Honor and Praises. When you're growing old, I hope you realize
was there the first time that you prayed, and he heard all the promises you made. And when you came before him crying, "Father, I have sinned," he said, "I love you, child," and made you clean within. You will always be a child in his eyes. When you need some love, his arms are open wide. Even when
that was Bill Pierce and his trombone, and that wonderful old hymn of the church, "There's No Disappointment in Jesus." He's all that he's promised to be. His love and his care comfort me everywhere. He is no disappointment to me. How I wish I could have provided a vocal rendition of that wonderful song, but wasn't it nice to hear that beautiful instrumental version featuring Bill Pierce? And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, A Touch of His Goodness, Meditations on God's Abundant Goodness, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Earlier in our program, we shared with you Psalm 25. Verse 3 of that psalm said, No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. Today I want to talk about the fact that there's no disappointment in Jesus. Disappointment is a common occurrence in our relationships with one another. Consistently failing to live up to others' expectations is inevitable due to our still flawed behavior and emotions. We frequently even let ourselves down. Can you imagine then the thrill of a relationship where disappointment does not exist, where the sting of hurt and disillusionment is banished? Would you like to be included in that unique bond? Well, you already are in such fellowship with Jesus Christ. You know, we talked earlier about there's no disappointment in Jesus. Well, God is never disappointed with you. Does that catch you by surprise? Have you spent days or months or even years thinking that you have let God down? Well, I suppose we all have at one time or another. But don't let your adversary, the devil, take you down that forlorn road one moment longer. Now, while your wrong behavior does grieve God's heart, He is not disappointed with you. Because, you see, God knew everything you would say or do, and not say or do, before the world was even birthed by His Word. Your lapses into sin, or just plain blunders, are fully known by the omniscient Father. And He knew it before you did it. He knew it before you said it. But that intimate foreknowledge never diminishes God's steadfast love for you. God's love does not rise or fall in response to your erratic behavior, or mine. He will correct and discipline us. But that does not mean He is dissatisfied with us. God doesn't think, well, I'm sure disappointed with Dave's actions today. I knew that if I gave him the opportunity, he would blow it. You see, that's not God's character or His nature. He is for us, not against us. And nothing can separate us from His perfect love. Now, the other side of the coin is great news as well. God is never disappointed with you, and you need never be disappointed with God. David said of his forefathers in Psalm 22, he said, In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. Now, I realize we often feel disappointed when our prayers aren't answered or our circumstances are contrary. But God never fails to respond to our need in His wisdom, love, and power. Now, we may feel discouraged, but God is steadfastly faithful, committed to orchestrating all events to His glory and to our good. Don't let unreliable emotions fog your view of God's goodness. It is impossible for God to disappoint the person who trusts Him, for He is completely trustworthy. I need to say that again because that is so true. It is impossible for God to disappoint the person who trusts Him, for He is completely trustworthy. Overcome any feelings of disappointment with God with new affirmations of His love for you and loyal faithfulness. Adversity, affliction, grief, suffering, and numerous other painful experiences are part of the Christian journey. But you can bypass disappointment completely with the sure knowledge that God is profoundly and permanently pleased with you and worthy of your unceasing hope and faith. You know, you cannot disappoint someone who knows everything about you. Loving Father, help me realize that this cloak of guilt that I've been wearing is not from you. Sometimes it has weighed me down and kept me from coming to you for forgiveness and restoration. But I know now that you accept me and are not disappointed with me. Well, Lord, I don't want to grieve you, even though I know that you know everything about me and you still love me. I want to live a life that's totally committed to you, and I want to be a clean vessel that you can use in service to others. Thank you, Father, that you love me with an everlasting love, and you love me with an understanding heart as well, knowing all about me You love me just the same. Even though times I may grieve you, Father, I know, as it says in Romans chapter 8, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, my Lord.
He chose me before the world was known. He chose me to be His very own. He made me, then let me choose my way. I chose to
That was Jan Alasky Baird and her song entitled, He Loved Me. I like to change that to the present tense because He loves me and He loves you. He may discipline you at times so you'll be conformed to the image of his Son, but he's never disappointed in us, as we are never disappointed in Jesus. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for your letters and for your financial help with this radio ministry. And remember, when you write and send a gift, we're going to send back to you a wonderful devotional booklet called The Word for You Today, a devotional for every day of the year. Write to us here, won't you, at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Come back again next time, won't you, for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship. Now let's listen to the Brentwood Singers reminding us that Jesus Christ our Lord is as close as the mention of his name.
In the very thought of Jesus, his presence can be found. He's as close as the mention of his name. There is never any distance between my Lord and me. He's as close as the mention of his name. He's as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, Jesus, he's as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, Jesus, he's as close.